This is Tour 2, Section 2, Muni Outdoor Theater, starting at Pagoda Circle.
Start walking again towards the Municipal Theater Association building. As sidewalks intersect, always bear to the left.
As the nation's oldest and largest outdoor theater, the Muni, as it's known today, holds a special place in the hearts of St. Louisans. The Muni's origin dates to 1917, when a plan was developed to construct an outdoor theater in Forest Park. The theater was built from scratch in a total of just 42 days, and its opening production, the opera Aida, was presented on June 5, 1917. From the zoo to the art museum, Forest Park has a proud tradition of providing cultural experiences open to all, and the Muni is no different. For every performance, 1,620 of the Muni's 9,000 seats are set aside for free admission on a first-come, first-served basis, a practice that dates back to the theater's opening day. Throughout its illustrious history, the Muni has produced and presented grand operas, operettas, concerts, and ballet troupes. Some of the biggest names in show business, including Cary Grant, Bob Hope, Ethel Merman, Mikhail Baryshnikov, and a constellation of other stars, have performed on its stage. Today, the main focus of the Muni's open-air summer season is the production of popular musical theater.
Continue walking north on the sidewalk around Pagoda Circle until you come to the intersection of Theater Drive. You'll want to take the second crosswalk just this side of the bridge. Press the button to stop the recording before you cross the street and push it again when you're safely on the other side. Turn around to face the Muni for a moment as we bid farewell to the park's central hub.
As you look back at the Muni, you now have a wider view of the theater and Pagoda Circle. Because this is such a vital area, the restoration of Pagoda Circle was one of the first major projects in the Forest Park Master Plan to be completed. New street design has allowed the area to be enlarged. Roads are widened and improved, enhancing the flow of traffic and access to parking. Aesthetic elements such as Victorian bridges, new pedestrian walkways, and authentic period park benches add to the ambience of this signature Forest Park experience.
Now turn back around and begin walking east on the sidewalk along Theater Drive with the water on your left.
As we go along, you'll see that much of the park's natural areas have been re-established and preserved, all with the goal of returning the land to its authentic origins. Before the city of St. Louis was developed, the ecosystem consisted of prairie, forest, ponds, and savannas, inhabited by animals, insects, birds, and reptiles. As part of the master plan, a variety of native plants and grasses have been reintroduced, and 7,500 new trees have been planted to create an ecological balance throughout the park. On your left, you'll see Deer Lake, which was part of the Forest Park Zoo in the 1890s. Like many other bodies of water in the park through the years, Deer Lake was not naturally occurring. It was installed, and as we'll note later in the tour, that created problems. The Deer Lake you see today is considerably healthier than its pre-master plan predecessor. Why? From the beginning, the master plan's design approach has focused on understanding the park as a series of systems which must remain connected in order to function in an efficient and ecologically sound manner. Benefits of connected systems include improved water and soil quality, landscape and wildlife biodiversity, wildlife habitat and migration corridors, less flooding, and improved aesthetics. We'll see ample evidence of these benefits as we go along. Often in the warmer months, white egrets and kingfishers may be spotted in the waterfalls and riffles built into the new river. These are great spots for the birds to fish and for human beings to hang out and watch them.
Up ahead, you'll see a new bridge that crosses a section of the improved river system across from the lower Muni parking lot. Pause the audio now, then press the button again to play after you've crossed the bridge.